हेलो, नमस्कार, सत श्री अकाल, वड़क्कम, आदाब। बचपन के पिटारे से कि आज की इस नई कड़ी में आपका हार्दिक स्वागत है। जैसा कि आप जानते ही हैं, इस सीरीज में हम भारतीय भाषाओं का उत्सव मना रहे हैं। वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग इंडियन लैंग्वेजेस। तो आज भी मैं एक नए मेहमान, नई कहानी और नई भाषा के साथ आई हूँ। और उत्सवों की बात की जाए तो पिछले 10 दिनों से हम गणेश उत्सव मना रहे हैं, है ना? पिछले 10 दिनों से प्रथम पूज्य गणपति जी हमारे साथ थे और अब उनके विसर्जन का दिन भी आ ही गया है। तो इसी मौके पर आज हम उनसे जुड़ी हुई एक कहानी सुनेंगे डॉक्टर श्रद्धा निगवेकर से, जो हमारे साथ जुड़ रही हैं पुणे से। डॉक्टर श्रद्धा से मेरी मुलाकात अभी हाल ही में हुई है एक व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप में, जहाँ पे भारत के अलग अलग हिस्सों से स्टोरी टेलर्स एक दूसरे के साथ जुड़े हुए हैं। और हाल ही में उनके मैंने कुछ रील्स देखे और कुछ उनके झलकियाँ देखी थी उनके स्टोरी टेलिंग परफॉर्मेंसेस की, जहाँ पे देख के मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगा। फिर उनके बारे में जब मैंने देखना शुरू किया उनके इंस्टाग्राम हैंडल को और दूसरे चैनल्स को, तो मुझे पता पड़ा कि डॉक्टर श्रद्धा इज़ बेसिकली अ साइंटिस्ट। डॉक्टर श्रद्धा को वेलकम करने से पहले लेट मी टेल यू, डॉक्टर श्रद्धा इज अ साइंटिस्ट बाय ट्रेनिंग एंड अ स्पोकन वर्ड आर्टिस्ट बाय चॉइस, एंड शी लाइक्स टू कॉल हरसेल्फ एज अ लाइफ लॉन्ग लर्नर विद अ पैशन फॉर एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन। द लिस्ट ऑफ हर अकम्प्लिशमेंट्स इज सो लॉन्ग, एंड टू नेम अ फ्यू, शी हैज अ PhD डिग्री इन मॉलिक्यूलर बायोलॉजी from USA, and she has lived and worked on 3 continents. She has also been awarded the Story Maker in Education 2022 by the Consortium of EduSarthi. She is a certified storyteller and performs on various platforms internationally too. Shraddha is a regular contributor to the #1 radio program in the UK, that is the Talking Stories on East London Radio. MOM, Musings of Mom, and Sukathankar are her 2 podcasts, and her YouTube channel is also there in the name of Katha by Shraddha, KBS. And I must say, I loved listening to her voice on her podcast, and I just loved the way she narrates stories on her YouTube platform. She has also performed at various lit fests, and she's always looking for novel ways to tell stories. And this is where I find her, and the list goes on. Now, without further ado, let me welcome Dr. Shraddha. Hello, Shraddha ji. Welcome to Bachpan Ke Pitare Se, and thank you so much for accepting to be a part of this show on such a short notice. Hearty welcome.
Thank you, Deepa. That was such a lovely, lovely welcome and a wonderful, generous introduction. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I'm really excited to be part of your series of stories that celebrate all of India and all its languages. Thank you once again for inviting me. It's my privilege.
Shraddha ji, I heard your podcast also, and I heard the stories that you narrated on your YouTube channel also, and I must say that I have to congratulate you for 2 things. First of all, you are speaking your mother tongue, you are spreading your language. It's awesome, it's need of the hour. And secondly, I am in love with your voice. I simply loved the softness, that wo khanak jo aapki awaaz mein hai. I just loved your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Deepa. That is so kind of you to say.
There's this episode na where you are narrating the backstory of the aarti ghalin lotangan vandita chadna. So we sing that aarti at our home, but I never knew the backstory, and thank you so much. This is really so enriching for everyone.
It is so awesome for me to hear you say that, Deepa. That gives meaning to making that episode for me. It's especially for folks who sing that aarti but don't know the meaning behind it. And mind you, I was one of them until I started research for that particular episode. So, same boat as you.
Cool. So, moving ahead in the episode, As I just said, you have been a scientist, you have done your PhD, now you are a voice artist, you have podcast, you have a YouTube channel, you are also the founder member of Kathashtakam Global. So there are so many roles that you are playing. How do you manage it? Like, from being a scientist to being a storyteller, why and how? Please share your journey with us.
Right. So I believe I have lived many lives in one already, Deepa. And it's not necessarily by intention. It's just by honestly living in the moment all the time. I think that is my mantra. Whatever comes at me, I think I've just lived through it happily and accepted things and adapted to whatever situations that have come by. And I can't think of any other, you know, better way to put it, frankly. It was not the plan. You know, as a child, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. That was the plan. That was the plan all along. And then along came, you know, science education, and somehow I got really interested in molecular biology. So I went ahead and pursued and completed, you know, post-graduation up till my doctorate in molecular biology. And I worked as a wet lab scientist for about 10 years. And then I moved from the US back to India with a 3-month-old child. And that kind of, you know, made me reevaluate my position and what I really wanted to do in life from then onwards. And motherhood changes all of us. I think motherhood kept the experimenter in me alive. And I started experimenting with things that were other than science, but with a scientific attitude and with a scientific mindset, I would say. And that has really, I think, given a different flavor maybe to the things that I do.
Agree. To have a scientific attitude towards everything and that mindset, that really helps, because even I'm a science student, but I did not pursue my post-graduation in science. I pursued it in language because that is what I wanted to study. But yes, I totally agree with what you say.
So yeah, so like I said, there was really no grand plan per se for these changes to come about. But right now, where I am at right now, I am a freelance full-time storyteller, whether it is in person, online, recorded events, podcasts, and trying to just be creative and, you know, hopefully changing lives in a positive way and inspiring mostly children. I really love to have children in my audiences because they themselves are so inspiring, you know, that it's just fun and it's a blast when the audience is full of children. I have so much fun with those sessions.
I agree, and that is what I saw in your video, that short clip that you had shared, and where I found you. And maybe Bappa wanted both of us to connect, so I take it that way. So Shraddhaji, which language are we going to celebrate today?
My Matribhasha, which is Konkani, and that language is the language of Goa, as well as many of the Konkan regions that actually spread all the way till North Karnataka, in fact.
Okay, so Marathi and Konkani are different, and what you speak in your podcast, is it Marathi or is it Konkani?
It's Marathi. So I speak Marathi because I was born and raised pretty much in Bombay, in Mumbai. So, you know, that was the local language for me. But my mother tongue was Konkani. So I know Konkani, Marathi, of course Hindi, and English, which you cannot escape.
Correct. So what's the difference between the two languages? Is there any difference?
There is definitely some difference, but however, they are quite similar. So for someone who speaks Marathi, if they keep listening to Konkani, they probably will be able to understand some of the words. For a Konkani speaking person, I think frankly it's easier to understand Marathi. But I believe, if I know the development, they developed simultaneously. It wasn't one from the other or vice versa. So they were simultaneous development of these languages in our Bharatvarsha. Yeah, so even Marathi as well as Konkani, if you, in Maharashtra, for example, if you go from one city to the other, the dialect will change a little bit. Like people who are very well versed with the different dialects can tell where a person is from based on what type of language is being used or what type of exclamations are being used in what they are saying. Similarly for Konkani, there is Konkani from Goa, which has a lot of Portuguese influence. There is Konkani from Mangalore also, and also Konkani from North Karnataka, which is Karwar, Ankola, Haldipur, these areas. And actually my parents and forefathers were originally in Goa and then North Karnataka. So our Konkani is called the GSB Konkani, and that's from the Northern Karnataka bordering Maharashtra area. So the Goans can understand what I'm saying and I can understand what they're saying. However, we cannot speak exactly like each other.
Exactly. We will speak whatever we have learnt in our homes. So that's the difference in the dialect, I think. Yeah. So which story are you going to tell us today?
Ah, as you know that it's Ganesh festival going on for the last, you know, few days, and in fact 10th day is Visarjan is coming up, and I thought it would be wonderful to tell a Ganpati story. And there's also a special reason. I live in Pune, like you've said, and Maharashtra has a very strong connection with the Ganesh festival in the past. So yes. I'm not sure if the listeners are aware, but Ganesh festival was celebrated on an individual basis for the longest time, ever since Shivaji Maharaj's rule actually. But during the Indian national movement, during our freedom struggle, it gained very, very, very great importance. Because after 1857, the British had banned public, you know, meetings per se.
Gatherings,
right? And there was no way for the Krantikaris to kind of meet and discuss and plan and, you know, execute things. However, religious gatherings were not banned. So Lokmanya Tilak, Bal Gangadhar, actually got this idea from another person within Pune, and he started, I believe, in 1894, if I'm not mistaken, the first Sarvajanik Ganpati. Sarvajanik is Sarva and Janik, which means, Janik means of and by the people, and Sarva is all, right, in Sanskrit. Yes. So Ganpati is celebrated by all the people, essentially, and that was a community gathering, and it was an undercover operation really for all the freedom fighters and Krantikaris to plan and, you know, and you know, execute what they needed to do. So that's the backstory of how it started, and it started in Maharashtra, and now of course it's, you know, a grand
India.
And yeah, and not just pan India and global too for that matter, right? Yes. All the Indian diaspora across the world celebrate Ganesh festival. My story is related to Ganpati, and a little hint here, it's to do with one of his many names.
Okay, so the stage is all yours.
Aaj hao tumka ek kahani sangche sa, ti mhalyar amgelya Ganpati bappal kahani. And this story about bappa is about his name. Now, tell me, how many names do we usually have? Ek, don, kitli nava asat tumgeli? Pan bappali, 1008 nava asat. Hoy, yes, 1008 names for Ganpati. And each of his names has a meaning and a small story attached to it. Tar aaj amhi aikavya गणपतीक एकदंत नाव कशी पडले? The backstory of his name एकदंत is our story today. तर खूप वर्षा पहिले, म्हळ्यार 5000 वर्षा पहिले, वेद व्यास नावाचो महर्षी रावताले. तांका ब्रह्मदेवान एक जबाबदारी दिली. ती म्हळ्यार पूर्ण महाभारत बरोवन काढची. महर्षी व्यास काळजीत पडले. हे सोपे कार्य नाशिले. Maharshi Ved Vyas, who lived about 5,000 years ago, was given the unique and huge task and responsibility by Lord Brahma of writing down the Mahabharata. He was in a quandary. He soppe nashile, te vichar karchak lagle, ki maka aso madat karpa kon meltalo, zo hau je sangta te yogyapane aikon आणि पूर्णपणे समजून बरोवून काढतलो. द क्वांड्री ही वॉज इन वॉज दॅट वेअर वुड ही फाईंड सच अ केपेबल असिस्टंट हू कुड कम्प्लीटली अँड ट्रूली अंडरस्टँड हिज डिक्टेशन ॲज वेल एज राईट इट डाऊन फास्ट अँड ॲक्युरेटली. त्यांना तांकां श्री गणेशालो उद्घास झालो आणि ते शंकरदेवाकडेन गेले विचारच्याक तांचे कडच्यान परवानगी घेवच्याक. दॅट्स वेन वेद व्यास थॉट ऑफ श्री गणेशा, दी ओनली वन हू वूड बी अप टू दिस मॅमथ टास्क. अँड महर्षी व्यास वेन टू आस्क लॉर्ड शिवाज परमिशन टू आस्क गणपती टू हेल्प हिम आउट. गणपती बाप्पा तयार झाले, पण तांगेली एक अट आशिली. ती म्हळ्यार महर्षी व्यास श्लोक सांगता सांगता जर एक पटी भी रावले तर थंचे थंय गणपती बरोवची बंद करून थंच्यान भायर सरतले, अशी अट घालताने. गणपती अग्रीड, बट ही हॅड अ कंडिशन. महर्षी व्यास एक्सेप्टेड गणपतीज कंडिशन, अँड दॅट कंडिशन वॉज दॅट महर्षी व्यास वुड नॉट स्टॉप डिक्टेटिंग श्लोक आफ्टर श्लोक आफ्टर श्लोक. अँड ही अग्रीड टू दॅट कंडिशन, बट ही वॉज व्हेरी इंटेलिजंट अँड ही न्यू that Shri Ganesha was an excellent and expert scribe. So it would be really difficult for him, for Ved Vyas, to keep up his speaking speed of shlokas to Ganesh Ji's writing speed of shlokas. So very intelligently, he countered with his own condition. Maharshi Vyas khup hushar ashile, tanka kalle ki Ganpati tani sangil sangil ekdam begi begi baron kaadtale. Tarat kit karche? Man tani गणपतीली अट स्वीकार केली, पण स्वतःली एक अट दवरली. ती म्हळ्यार गणपतीन तांनी सांगिले दर एक श्लोक पूर्णपणे समजूनच्या जाय आणि मागीरच बरोवपा जाय. आणि श्री गणेशान हे मान्य केले आणि अशे दोघी जण बसून महाभारता कामा लागले. महर्षी वेद व्यास सांगतेर गेले आणि गणपती बरयतेर गेलो. So Ved Vyas insisted that Ganpati must understand the true and complete meaning of every single shlok before writing it down. And thus started the humongous and grand task of writing the Mahabharata down. But something else happened. Bareta bareta Ganpatila hatatli lekhni ji ashilni ti aksharsha jizat geli itli baropa lagtale, pan barochak kay ravchak jayna. म्हण त्यांनी स्वतःलो एक दातच तोडलो आणि ताजो वापर केलो लेखणी म्हण. आणि बरोवचे काय रावेल ना. महर्षी व्यासालो एक शब्द बी गणपतीन सकल पडच्याक दिलो ना. वाईल कंटिन्युअसली रायटिंग दिस ग्रँड एपिक, द रायटिंग इन्स्ट्रुमेंट दॅट गणेशा वॉज युझिंग कुड नॉट स्टँड अप टू द इनॉर्मिटी ऑफ द टास्क, अँड आफ्टर अ वाईल इट ॲक्च्युली ब्रोक डाऊन. बट गणेशा हॅड टू कीप रायटिंग. That was what he had promised, understanding and writing. So in pursuit of that knowledge that was pouring out of Maharshi Vyas, Ganesha did not stop. As soon as his writing implement broke, what did he do? He broke one of his own tusks and used that as his writing implement. And ever since then, he has been known as Ek Danta. Ek meaning one and Danta meaning tooth. The one with one tooth. आणि त्यांनाच्यान तांकां एक दंत हे नाव पडले. तर ती आशिली आमगेली आईची कहाणी, एक दंता फाटली कहाणी. आवडली वे तुमकां? आय होप यू एन्जॉयड लिसनिंग टू दिस स्टोरी.
खूप छान. ऐसे कहते हैं ना मराठी में या कोंकणी में, आई डोंट नो. बहुत खूबसूरत. गणपती बाप्पा मोरिया, थैंक यू सो मच इतनी खूबसूरती से इस कहानी को प्रेजेंट करने के लिए. और हाँ, और ये बहुत सुंदर कहानी है, मतलब वन ऑफ माई फेवरेट स्टोरीज़, जो कहते हैं ना गुरु शिष्य परंपरा से भी रिलेटेड है. और काफ़ी सारी चीज़ें हैं अगर हम सोचें तो इसमें, काफ़ी सारी चीज़ें हैं जो हम अपने अंदर ला सकते हैं. तो या तो आगे बढ़ते हुए, बिफोर यू लीव, इट वुड बी ग्रेट इफ़ यू कुड शेयर योर सोशल मीडिया हैंडल्स और आपके यूट्यूब चैनल के बारे में अगर हमें बताएं तो लोग आपके काम को फॉलो कर सकें.
दैट वुड बी वंडरफुल दीपा, थैंक यू सो मच. सो माई इंस्टा हैंडल इज इंस्टा श्रद्धा 18. सो दैट इज INSTASHRADDHA18. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/KBSSS. It's as simple as that. It just stands for Katha by Shraddha.
Thank you so much, Shraddha ji, especially for accepting the last minute invite. And it was a pleasure having you on this podcast. Thank you so much.
Deepa, it was, it pushed me to my limit. And I'm sure it's pushing it you to your limits also. And it's always, I think I'm grateful to you because, it gave me a challenge because of the time constraint. And one knows what one is capable of only when challenged this way. Is that not true?
So yes, I agree.
Yeah. So thank you very much for inviting me to be on your podcast. It is honestly a privilege and an honor to be here presenting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I think it was Bappa's wish to connect both of us.
I believe so.
I sincerely feel that too.
I do agree. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shraddha ji, for your kind words and time. May Bappa bless all of us to stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy. And Ganpati Bappa Moriya, Purcha Varshi Laukariya. So that's all for this episode. I'll be back with another new story, new presenter, new language. Till then, keep listening to Bachpan Ke Pitare Se. Thank you. Have a good day.